Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Halali Show Season 2 Mix Number
40.
Yeah, welcome to the Halali Show. This is a podcast where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. If it's your first time here, welcome to the podcast, everyone.
What's up, everybody? That's JC.
And this is Rika G. And of course, we'll tell you a little bit about the podcast itself. First, we start with where you've been, which is where we talk about our own lives. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the TTs, the trending topics for today, which you can skip to, by the way, if you want. Just go straight to the timestamps listed in the podcast description, wherever you're listening to this. Today, we have more COVID-related stuff. We're talking about cinemas reopening in the Philippines. We're also talking about a new curfew that has been imposed. And
Maria Ressa.
Yeah, Maria Ressa and her Nobel Peace Prize winning goodness. Mm-hmm. And then we have one odd diva that was sent in to us by a listener, which I've actually applied for. We'll tell you about it. But it's about earning money by watching a very popular long running TV show. I mean, we've heard of these from, we've heard these kind of stories before, but I thought it was interesting because it seemed relevant. And it seems like something that we could do, you and me. So we'll talk about that for some odd diva today. Other than that, let's get the podcast started. Shella, do you want to start with where you been?
Sure.
Cool.
Well, this week was a little, it was more of a whirlwind, really, because, there are a lot of changes that happened that I don't necessarily allowed, I think, to share.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say that there are just some changes in my life this week that I thought was going to be a bad thing. Initially, sometimes, on the surface level, you think that it's a bad thing, but it's actually like a blessing in disguise. So that's where I'm going to stop.
Okay.
But I can't wait to share it to all of you guys. But what else did I do? Last night I drank I actually went on a bike ride with a few of the bike people in Manila, and they took us to, because they usually go to that part and they know that part, so they took us to Binondo on our bikes.
Nice.
Very stressful because we were riding with the traffic, with heavy traffic and the rush hour, but it kind of taught me a lot, AKA confidence. Just, push through. You can't go back anyway. You're already in the middle of Shaw Boulevard, okay? Not like you can just quit.
Is that the way to go there, but Shaw Boulevard is the best way to get to Binondo?
No, there are a bunch of ways to get to Binondo. Depends on where you are, but we were in Capitolio, so I think that was the best
straightest way.
And not straightest way, but more like the most exciting way.
Oh, okay.
To go there.
The most death-defying way.
Yeah, so I'm just going to shout out like a couple of people because they're pretty well-known in the bike community. And if you guys want to see a bunch of like bike content, that's really where you want to go. So there's Ride Out Manila and then James Bansigan, who's part of the Esteban Cycling Club. There's Marco, shout out to you, and Ian and Isa. I was with Abby, of course, and our friend Nico. And who else? I think that's it. So we went to Binondo. We ate dinner at Wying because at that point we were hungry AF with, all the seeing it and stuff from literally like, grab you seeing it namin with this one bus who kept on stopping on like really inappropriate places and sometimes even in the bike lane and, but we can't do anything because, the roads are small. They kind of have to take space and everything. So That was a challenge. And then, so when we got to Binondo, we ate at Waying. Oh my God, dude, you should. Wow.
How do you spell that? How do you spell Waying?
W-A-I-Y-I-N-G. And then if you get there, I mean, if you get to try it there, but I think they're on Grab too. You should try their shopa, which is like as big as your face. And then they have like this thing in the menu called kebab. It's like, it's just kebab, Chinese kebab, but it's basically like fried chicken balls or something. Parang ganon, chicken meatball.
Okay.
Parang ganon. But it's called kebab in the menu. So I recommend you guys try that. Also, there are kuchai dumplings.
Mm.
Yeah, dude, that's the best. And damn. Then, so we just rode around. They took us to Intramuros as well, because Intramuros at night is just chef's kiss. It's the best. Like, you don't even need to stop. We just biked around, you know, just going through all the nice buildings and the lights. Makita mo gorgeous si Bill. Tapos punta ka sa Bulwarte. And then anyway, after that, they took us to this place for our second dinner. They took us to this place called Shawarma Snack Center. I think it's in Malate. Basta somewhere in Manila. And I think it's pretty well known over there. It's a
Shawarma Snack Center? That sounds amazing.
And then it's basically, I don't know the cuisine. But yeah, it's more like Middle Eastern. Is that
No, that's correct. I think pretty sure.
I just want to describe it accurately. But anyway, they have like a bunch of authentic food there, like Middle Eastern food. I got the shawarma pizza. God, it's like the slab of meat, sandwiched between two like pita breads. And it's so good. And they have like this dip and shit. Then we got the chicken tikka and...
Chicken tikka masala?
Yes, I think so. And then they have Turkish coffee over there. They even sell like legit dates for a very affordable price, because usually dates are pretty expensive. Like the fruit, okay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in real life too, they are pretty expensive. Yeah,
they are pretty expensive. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so after that, we just went home. It's pretty intense too, because the ride up to... Well, okay, so... Because I'm pretty... What do you call this? Like, I'm a beginner when it comes to biking. Especially like around the city. But biking up Shaw Boulevard, it's just so intense, especially at night. Also, It was very nice too, because it was cold, you know, there's no sun. Pero kasi yung paakit ng Shaw, it's like a gradual incline. Like, you don't know you're actually inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Pero mafe-feel mo na lang na, bakit ako pagod? Why am I cramping up? You know what I mean? So, I'm really thankful for, you know, all the bike peeps for guiding us and, you know, telling us what to do and encouraging us to just like go pajak. So pretty fun. Saturday came, and then Sunday, actually, we went on another bike ride, but just to get coffee. So we went to Yardstick, and then first we rode our bikes to this cute cafe along Shaw called Nihon Cafe. And I think they have another branch somewhere in Makati. But this one is Nihon Cafe along Shaw. And we just drank matcha tea.
Is it Japanese theme? Because in Nihon.
Parang ganon, yeah. And I think they also have like Kori Kohi, the coffee ice cubes. And then you pour milk. You know that one?
I've seen it. That sounds delicious.
Yes, it is. It looks delicious. But yeah, that's what they have there. And they also have like ramen and stuff. So it's pretty cute. And then we went to Yardstick. We just, you know, we met up some friends, had some coffee. We wanted to, you know, support. And then I experienced my first semplang.
Your first what?
Semplang.
What's semplang? I don't know. What is that?
Oh, I fell off my bike.
Oh, okay. Wipe out.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Okay,
Anyway,
damn.
my chain, parang na ano ako, na de-chain. Natanggal yung chain ko
okay.
sa ano.
Sa spokes.
Spokes. So, I don't know what you call that. Natanggal siya when it was about to like pedal. So I fell. And the fall was pretty slow, actually. Because I was really...
slow mo.
Even actually, walang, nobody could would have noticed if I didn't say ah, like, lifeless ah. And I have like a what do you call that? I have like a few cuts and a few like four bruises that I did not notice. I only noticed like the next day when I was showering. I was like, "Bakit masakit yung elbow ko?"
I feel like that's like a rite of passage for bikers, right? You have to fall, man.
Yeah, and I'm pretty thankful actually that it happened like an empty road, like we're actually not, you know, in traffic and stuff. So ayun. What else? Yeah, so that happened. But I was a little rattled, and actually I'm super thankful again for the bike peeps for, you know, for helping me out, because they were there and they took care of my bike right away. Like I didn't even need to go to anywhere. And then after that, we went to Rockwell. Rockwell has like this really nice al fresco thing going on. TBH, pag wala kang budget, just don't. Because it was so expensive, dude. I mean, obviously you can just sit there and like, you know, bask in the sun. But yeah, if you want to drink or if you want to get food, it's a little expensive on the expensive side. You know what I mean?
What, 600 per dish?
Hindi, kasi syempre yung mga restaurant, yung mga chilies, yung ganun, they're selling like grilled oysters and shit.
So, oh, shit.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I mean, they have like champagne on the bottle just right there. So you know that, it, you know, medyo alta, ganun.
Okay, okay.
but like I said, like obviously you can just like go there and sit there, right? So yeah, we had a few drinks there, and then yeah, umuwi lang kami. Oh no, actually we had dinner at Juanito's. A lot of things happened that day, okay? Let me just tell you. By the way, that was also the day that we made 35 bottles of coffee.
Wow.
Five, yeah, it was a lot. Wait, I did something on Monday. Oh, right. We went to our friend's house, Ian, and he likes to work out, and he has like a home gym. So we.
Oh, I would love a home gym. That's like one of my goals in life, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like an investment too, because you know, hindi naman madali masira yung mga equipment. I know it's like on the expensive.
For me, it's
side,
just on the side. It's like, what do you call it? There's a saying that goes like the heaviest weight in the gym is the front door. Because just getting to
oh,
the
that makes so much sense.
Right? That's, getting to the gym is like you. Half the battle for me before oh when I was God. Going to the
yeah,
gym. Like, because once you're in there, okay, nah.
Uh-oh,
but just getting there. Right. So I would love it if it was like literally right here in front of me all the time. Then you really yeah. have no excuse anymore.
So we went to his house. He has a home gym. He gave us like a quick workout, but still super duper intense. And then after that, we visited this one cafe called Prominent Cafe. It's in Quezon City because that's where he lives. Oh my gosh. Like their truffle pasta. Wow. Yum. Their flat white. Must try. Para siyang chocolatey na sobrang creamy. Basta try niyo. Prominent. It's like right beside a gas station. And I'm sure you guys can find it online. Also, yum. Canny sandwich. It's, ugh. Like the food is, oh my God, it's just amazing. Just thinking about it.
Crabby.
And then after that, we visited another cafe, but this time around it's in Bulacan. So Abby and I drove there because we needed to get out of the city. You know what I mean? Like we needed to refresh our minds. And that's where we pooled all of our ideas for, you know, for stuff. And we went to a cafe called Beam Cafe or Cafe Beam. Sorry. You guys search it on Instagram. It's super Instagrammable, like very minimalist, very Korean inspired. I loved it to the point where I kind of forgot about my disease. No, just kidding. I had diabetes. I ordered a croffle. You know that? Like a like a croissant, but they put it in a waffle maker.
A croffle, dude,
bro, you have to go there. You have to try it out.
Okay.
And then I got a cookie. Look at me getting a cookie.
Look at you.
Yeah. Don't, girl.
Blood sugar. Who, huh?
But anyway, it was just like one cheat day and it's fine. It's nice. It was great. Yeah, you guys should try it out. It's in Bulacan. If you guys can drive out there, it's pretty nice. Easy to, you know, to look for. And then I think that's it.
Finn?
Yeah, Finn.
Dude. Yeah, you hit up like 4 coffee shops a week, huh? That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Well, you know, because, you know, we want to look around. We also want to support. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, you know, I know some people who get coffee 4 times or like 3 times a day. So, parang ako, medyo ganun yung sa akin.
There you go.
I try to visit like small coffee shops.
Support your local coffee shops, right?
Any type of like small business, actually.
Agreed. Diba? Mm-hmm. What did I do, man? Over the weekend, I binge watched the second season of Ted Lasso. And if you know, I've talked about it time and time again on this podcast. That show is one of the best shows like ever. It's so good, man.
Is it like funny or
full? It's funny. It's funny. And how you would describe it, Arika G, I'm sure, is if you watch it, a warm hug. It's a warm hug of a TV show.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude. It's so like, it's such a feel good show. Like there's really, I mean, there's, I don't know how to say it. There's a couple of the Leche fans that started watching it after I recommended season one. I think they can attest to this. It's got a lot of heart. It's a show with a lot of heart. I know that sounds so generic, but you have to watch it to kind of understand because it really does, bro. The characters are all, most of them are so lovable. The development of the character is good. The writing is incredibly witty and humorous. But there's also some dramatic moments. There's some depth to the character. So, Ted Lasso, man, really good. Season 2 just ended over the weekend. So it's a good chance to either, well, if you haven't watched season 2, go watch it. And if you haven't seen the show at all, it's a good chance to binge watch. I think it's 22 episodes total now, because I think the first season was 10 and then this season was 12. So Ted Lasso, I watched that. I watched a horror movie, an older horror movie called Green Inferno. Have you seen that, Rika G?
No, I have not.
It's not very good.
Really?
It's an Eli Roth movie. If you know Eli Roth, he's an actor and a director. He does like all these very brutal horror / slasher movies. So I think he did Hostel. I don't know if you ever watched Hostel.
Yes, I did.
I think it's the same. I think he did the same. He's the same guy behind it. So Green Inferno is about these like activists that go fly to the jungle somewhere. Mm-hmm. I forgot where, like South America or somewhere. And then their plane crashes and then they get captured and held by cannibals.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of a game.
A game?
Far Cry?
Maybe.
The third game or something of Far Cry. Yeah. Kind of like that. Or was it the first or the second? Anyway, basta parang may ganung theme na parang yung plane nila magka-crash into like an island.
Okay.
Kikidnapin ng mga taga-island.
Pero may may cannibalism ba sa game na yun?
Parang wala.
Okay.
So the main thing is the cannibalism.
Yeah, that's kind of the main shock factor of the movie. You know, right. The movie itself, it's pretty violent, but then it gets less violent, which is weird because they start off super violent. And then it gets tamer, which is, I thought, a weird way to go about it. I would not recommend the movie at all. It wasn't very good. But if you want to just see, because I've never seen like cannibalism depicted on screen. So if maybe that interests you, you can check it out. There's some pretty brutal deaths in there. But overall, just not a good movie, if you ask me. I bought a new video game this week called Zero Hour. It's on Steam. It's like 600 pesos or 300 pesos. I forgot. It's pretty affordable. It's still in alpha stage. So basically you're a member of like a SWAT team, and it's pretty realistic in terms of the gameplay. So you can die really quick. Like if you get shot once or twice, you're dead. You can play with up to five people. So I bought it. I tried it out. It's pretty good. I would recommend it for, you know, if you want to play with you up to like five of your friends for a game that's not super, will break the bank. 0 hour on Steam. It's pretty good. Other than that, man, I'm trying to pick my mind. Did I do anything else? Nothing really. My life has been very boring compared to yours, Rika G. I haven't done anything, man. Like, I'm trying to think. Nah, I think that's it. I'm going to go grocery shopping tomorrow. Does that count as news? Anyway, I guess Finn, you want to do TTs? Hello?
Oh, okay. I was on mute.
You're on mute.
I was on mute. I was like reacting to everything.
Oh, no. I was like, what's happening? I thought we lost connection.
I was like, nah, dude. I mean, things are just brewing, man. I mean, things are going to pick up probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Finn, I guess, Finn, let's go Wapow.
Wapow.
Let's start with Maria Ressa, actually. Maria Ressa, along with another journalist named Dimitri Muratov, shared the award of the Nobel Peace Prize, which was announced on Friday last week. And it's pretty incredible. She is, well, for at least for our side, for Maria Ressa, is the first individual winner of a Nobel Prize in any field from the Philippines. She won it, of course, for taking a stand in with the freedom of the press here, especially here in the Philippines, and able to kind of expose corruption and whatnot that has been happening. So congratulations to her. I think it's pretty incredible. Like they were awarded for, according to the Nobel Committee, for their courageous fight for freedom of expression. They are also, they're the first journalists to win this prize since 1935. So it's been 86 years since a journalist has won. So pretty incredible stuff, man.
It is pretty incredible. I mean, it's the Nobel Peace Prize. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all while she was still, you know, running everything. Rappler.
Yeah. Yep. Right? Yep. Yeah. Rappler, which she co-founded in 2012. And according to the article, has grown prominent through investigative reporting, including into large-scale killings during a police campaign against drugs, or the EJK. And it's
how they did the awarding ceremony though. Was she in Switzerland? Did she?
I know she got a phone call. There's a phone call that released where the committee called her and said that she was going to win, and she was very, you know, taken aback by the award, which I think is,
oh my God. Like I'm having chills.
Yeah. Can you imagine being called by that? And I think as a Nobel Prize winner, you win like $1 million or something.
Yeah, right? You win like 1.4 or 1.
Something like that.
I think because, you know, it was awarded to two people, I think they have to split it and, you know, split the money, right?
Yeah, yeah. The committee also said that the award intended the award to send a message about the importance of rigorous journalism at a time when technology has made it easier than ever to spread falsehoods. And I think there's nothing more fitting than what we see online now with all the fake news, especially with the elections coming up in 2022. For reporters to be there to kind of disperse truth and dispel fake news, I think it's a very great award to kind of shed light on that, right?
And it's so crazy, no, na parang this is all happening while, obviously, because Rappler is a news agency, they cannot stop work, still ongoing, still running, and it's amazing. And I do know a couple of people who works in Rappler.
Yeah.
People are working there. And it's just like, grabe, their happiness that day and how proud they are of their boss and how, because, you know, they're a pretty small, like, team. Mm-hmm. So they all see her and, you know, walk by her and can ask her questions. And that's just amazing.
Yeah. Imagine your boss is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Oh, by the way, it says here, pala, that the award will actually be presented in December. So December 10, which actually is the anniversary of the death of Swedish industrialist Alfred Nobel, who founded the awards in his 1895 will. So there we go. So we'll find out more about the awarding in December. But I guess to end it, congratulations once again to Maria Ressa, as well as to Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov.
Yeah, I mean, Maria Ressa, I first got to, parang she was first introduced to us when I was in college. She's a rock star in our college.
Yeah.
Like a lot of us like look up to her and how she is as a journalist. And if you guys, I believe we watched like a documentary or like an interview with Maria Ressa like years before. And just look it up. I suggest that you guys, what do you call that? Like look up her career before Rappler, and it's just amazing. She's a badass.
My first exposure to her actually was when I was younger. My mom would always watch CNN, and she was a correspondent for CNN.
Investigative reporter, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, that was so cool because to see someone, you know, a Filipina on CNN, I was like, damn, that's awesome. And not that she, like, just seeing her so well spoken was so crazy. I was like, damn, that's so awesome. She's so smart. And I'll always remember the first time like I would ever watch her was on CNN. So congratulations once again. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right. We don't have much to talk about on this mix, but we'll just kind of compress all the COVID related stuff that's happening here, at least here in the Philippines. So let's start with the big news that movie theaters are set to reopen.
What do you feel about that, dude?
Yeah.
Because I know that you love watching.
I know.
And you
I
love
know.
Watching even just like by yourself, right?
Yeah. So let's say,
excited?
I am in a sense, but also I don't know if it's really worth the risk yet, but let me give the facts first. So the Interagency Task Force on COVID-19 has approved the recommendation to place the capital region under alert level 3, right, from October 16 to 31, down from alert level 4, which was last September 16. So under this alert now, cinemas are allowed to open at 30% capacity for fully vaccinated individuals. So 30%. So there's got to be obviously space, no seatmates allowed. So even if you go with someone, if you're going to go on a date, you can't sit next to them. That's kind of the ruling. So 30% indoor capacity. There will be seats in between.
I wonder though, like, will the price still be the same? Are you going to have to like compensate? Like, are they going to have to like distribute like the price of like the missed seat?
Yeah, because I worked in a movie theater before in the States. I don't know if it's the same business model here, but I feel like at 30% capacity, the theaters would be losing money. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't know if, but
this is from experience. Okay, yeah, everybody.
Right. But also, I mean, one of the biggest draws before of the cinema for, like, you know how the biggest cinema distributor here in the Philippines is SM, right?
Yeah.
But a big reason why, you know, theaters were a big business here was because they would bring in people to go watch the movies. And then after the movies, what do? Right. They go shopping.
Yeah.
Right. So the same appeal doesn't really apply anymore because of the 30% capacity. So there's not going to be that many people going. And also it's increasing the risk of COVID for people who go there to watch a movie and then go shopping. They're just going to have more people. Also, you're not allowed, by the way, according to the, you know, what they're saying, the CEAP or the Cinema Exhibitor Association of the Philippines, who have drawn up a set of protocols to ensure the safe reopening of cinemas, said that there's no eating allowed, which is also a big part of cinema going, right?
Yeah.
Like popcorn and hot dogs and whatnot.
And that's also like one way for them to
make money. Yeah.
And if they're going to eliminate that, that's like a big, that's a huge risk for everybody, for the business owners, for the people going in the cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're going to open the cinemas and they're obviously seniors aren't allowed.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the you know, what do you call this? A lot of senior citizens like going to the cinemas, but they can't.
Yeah, that's why they get a discount, right, on certain days.
It's free.
Free ba?
Yes. Oh, nice. Dude.
According to this article on ABS-CBN.com, that the Philippine movie theater industry, cinema industry, since March of last year, has lost 21 billion pesos in revenue, which is a lot. That's a lot, man. So how do I feel? You know, I would love to go watch Shang-Chi, right?
Okay.
Like, I would love to see Shang-Chi. I would love to see James Bond in theaters. But it's so tough, man. Like, I don't want to endorse it, right? I don't want to endorse it because I still think it's not worth the risk for most people, right?
Do you think it's, like, the last place that should reopen? Public place?
Yeah, I would feel like it has to be up there.
Yeah, but you know what they should allow, like, or could be more, you know, it should be done more, like outside cinemas, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if MOA, natuloy ba yung sa MOA, the drive-in theaters.
Oh, nga eh. That could have been really nice.
I'm not sure if they kept that going or if it's maybe it's still running. Maybe we're just not really looking into it, but maybe. That would be pretty cool. Yun lang yung problema dito. Wala masyadong ano eh. There's no space for that here outside of, you know, places like Mall of Asia, which has their own, you know, set of land to do it, like their field. But that would be a great alternative. But honestly, bro, I don't know, man. I don't think it's a great idea. TVH. I don't think it's a great idea because
the risk is too high.
Yeah, that, and it's just, it wouldn't be the same either. Like a big draw of the theater before was going with your friends, right? Going with your family, going with your date, and enjoying it together.
Say you go on a date, a movie date, but
yeah.
One seat apart.
Pero. Yeah, di ba? Paano kayo magmomomol, di ba? I know, bro. Dude, did you see that meme? There's one meme, medyo, ano, medyo baboy yung meme, but... So, picture na, nakaupo sila, the guy and girl next to each other. And the guy, his hand is like on the lap of the girl. But basta, you can't see it, right? And then there's a second photo. medyo baboy. Alam mo yung ano... When you swim, that was your skin gets wrinkly.
Yeah.
So yung second so, picture is ano, madaliri ng guy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that's the news on the cinema. Shall we wapow to the next part of it?
Wapow.
The curfew. So there's been a shortened curfew.
Is now 12 midnight to 4 a.m., right?
Yeah, 4 a.m. It was imposed on October 13th, so last Wednesday, or at least yesterday as the time of this recording. So the curfew hours in Metro Manila has relaxed, quote-unquote relaxed, midnight to 4 a.m. It's a unified curfew in Metro Manila. They said that the adjust is attributed to the decreasing COVID-19 cases and healthcare utilization rate, which is good news, right? I think it's good news that they were able to find the number that said, hey, you know what? It's slowing down. So maybe we can decrease shorten the curfew. But what does the curfew, I still kind of am wondering, what does the curfew do? You know what I mean?
I guess for like establishments, for bars and stuff.
Right.
Maybe just to like discourage people from staying out and staying out too late, or it could also be like, you know, just a way to contain, like the public, I guess.
Because you know the memes or the jokes would always go like COVID. I know COVID doesn't come out between midnight and whatever, right? I always found. I mean, sure, you shorten it from what 10 p.m. to what was it before, like 5 a.m. So 7 hours to 4 hours. So the 3 hour change. I just wonder like what how much of an impact that would have. Not much, I think. That's just my opinion. But yeah, I'm not really sure.
I'm not sure, but hopefully it helps the, you know, some establishments that pwede na sila mas matagal.
Yeah. Right? Especially mga, like you said, bars and restaurants that are open late. Restaurants
probably. I mean, restaurants or supermarkets as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I just kind of question the whole validity of.
You know what we should question?
What's that?
Face shields.
Face shields.
That's the one thing that we should always question. Why are we still fucking wearing face shields?
Yeah.
2021.
And it's not the right kind of face shield either. For it's not the medical grade. Because in the hospitals, I understand why face shields would be important.
Yeah.
But consumer level face shields. Kakainis.
It's so weird that okay, fine. They allowed it. They allowed no face shields outside of outside, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In public spaces. But obviously when you're out, you would need to go inside a mall, a building. So mm-hmm. you would still need to bring your face shield. I feel like I have a theory. They only said that so people would quiet down on the whole issue.
Ordeal. Yeah.
Right?
I believe so. I mean, I was watching maybe a few weeks ago, yung mga experts in wind engineering or some shit. There's like an
accident. Dude, there are already studies, disputing all of the.
Yeah, it's like, wow. First of all, who the hell studies to be a wind engineer? That's super cool.
That is cool. If you're a wind engineer,
yeah,
dude, you're going to have a job forever. We always have wind.
I know, right? I mean, it's something that it happens every day. I guess, wapow to the last part. For travel, for people who are interested in travel, they just updated the kind of the rules for foreigners and Filipinos who are arriving back in the Philippines in terms of, you know, how there's a mandatory quarantine at a facility.
Are they going to forego with a quarantine?
They said that. So according to the new rules here from the IATF on emerging infectious diseases, that if you're a foreigner or Filipino arriving in the Philippines from a green country, so it's there's countries that are given like red, yellow, and green, like alert levels or rating levels. So green is probably, green is what they consider safer than yellow and red. So if you have a negative RT-PCR test within 72 hours of leaving that country and then arriving in the Philippines, you don't have to quarantine at a facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how normally you have to quarantine for 2 weeks in a hotel or whatnot. So upon arriving in the Philippines, if you are coming from a country that is listed in the green countries, which I can go through in a bit, you don't have to quarantine at a facility anymore. And then, upon arrival, you still have to monitor yourself for 2 weeks, but you can do it from, I'm guessing your home if you are Filipino. Balikbayan.
Right.
As of October 8th, there's too many to list, but you can Google it. But to name a few, there is, which some are surprising to me, like China mainland is on this list. New Zealand. So New Zealand, that makes sense. I'm sorry?
Of green countries?
Yeah, green countries. Right. There are a couple African countries here, which is pretty cool. North Korea, bro, if you want to go to North Korea and back, you can go, man. New Zealand is here. It's not a surprise. Taiwan also. I'm just trying to find countries that a lot of Filipinos I know have probably lived there. I mean, there's Filipinos everywhere, but most of these countries are not as visited as so I guess the big names that are missing. United States is not on this list. Okay. So the US is not on this list.
From the US,
you still have to do the mandatory facility based quarantine.
It's not that they're going to stop you. Right?
No, naman. It's just making life easier for people who are coming back to the Philippines from these countries listed on the green. There's Samoa, but everything else. I've never been to any of these other countries and I never really had plans to go. So I just kind of listed what I would think would be top of mind for people in case they want to travel and come back. So Taiwan, New Zealand. That's kind of really all I see here that are hot tourist destinations for Pinoys. Rest are, like Sudan and Yemen, Madagascar, like not a lot of Filipinos, I think, go there. Right. So it's kind of it's still a short list, but at least it's hopeful. You know, hopefully more countries are added to the list. at least for travel purposes. Because I always found the facility-based thing kind of strange. Because if you have your own place here, right? If you have your own place, why can't you quarantine in your own home? I don't know. Maybe they don't trust you, or maybe it could be like a way to just revitalize the hotel industry.
Sure, probably.
Probably. I mean, it is better safe than sorry, but it is a very expensive procedure.
Oh yeah.
Right?
But I mean, I guess, if you can afford to travel, I'm sure you also have money to, you know.
Yeah. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the price you want to pay, right? If you want to go somewhere and come back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean that's the news.
Yeah.
That's the news for all the COVID related stuff here, at least in the Philippines. Not a comprehensive list by any means, but those are kind of the big things that popped up. So wapow.
Wapow.
All right, we got one final thing to talk about. It's an odd diva. So we're doing some odd
diva.
Yeah, as this one recommended to us by a Leche fan.
Okay, go.
Actually, just a few minutes before recording. So there is a casino in the UK that is willing to pay somebody money
just
to watch, according to the article, just one person, but maybe it could be more. They're going to be paying you around $8,000, roughly around $8,000, to watch every single episode of The Simpsons, including the movie as well. There's 33 plus seasons, I think, of The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do is here are the requirements for the role. You must be over 18, fluent in English, strong writing skills are preferred. You must have access to TV and a laptop. And of course, a love for The Simpsons is desirable, but not essential. You're going to be watching all 284 hours of the show. From the 33 seasons, also including the movie. And then during each episode, you just have to take notes on the standout storylines for feedback to give back to the team. So the reason they're doing this, Rika G, is because The Simpsons, throughout their history, have actually predicted certain big things that would happen later on in the world, right? So Donald Trump's presidency. There is the horse meat scandal in 2013. Even the coronavirus pandemic were all kind of predicted on the Simpsons shows.
Like talked about on the show.
Yep.
So what are they trying to do? Are they...
Because they are a casino. They're a casino. So I think they want to study like the trends of how what they can predict in the future.
In the future?
They want to...
Oh, God.
Yeah, they want to be able to predict the future. I don't know why, but I mean, they're paying... This is actually pretty good money. If you do it hourly, it's still a lot.
True.
It's probably most.
How are they going to monitor you?
Right? I think you have to do. I mean, with every, like it says here, you have to report for every episode. You have to give feedback on the storyline and whatnot.
So,
I mean, it's up to you how you could. Maybe you could just Google or Wikipedia the episode if you wanted to cheat. But I don't think it's that difficult if you have nothing else going on in life and you're at home. I mean, I don't know. Baka maumay ka sa Simpsons.
Pero ano mo? Like, pull up the numbers.
Let's do the math.
Yeah.
How many? Oh, it says here it will take about, so it's 35 hours a week, roughly. So 284 right. divided by 35.5. Around 8 weeks, they said. So 8 weeks of watching it. I don't know how many you have to
so
do
it's
per
like
day.
1,000 a week.
35.5 divided by 7. So about 5 hours a day. So maybe 10 episodes a day.
Okay.
For 8 weeks. That's kind of like the rough math.
So it's like $1,000 a day, right?
Yes.
But then again, you're...
Oh, not a day. Not a day. If it's 284 hours, $7,000 divided by 284 hours. It comes out to about... Hold on.
It's $1,000 a week.
Mga ganun, yeah. Or if you want to do it exactly, it's about $24 an hour.
Right.
So that's about 1,200 pesos an hour. Not bad.
But you're not going to watch it you're not going to do it every day, right?
No, I mean, you probably, to finish the quota, you'd have to watch 10 episodes a day.
Oh. Okay.
Which is about 5 hours. So it's about 6K a day, 7K a day.
Actually, it's pretty common that, like companies will pay you to watch whatever, like horror movies or Grey's Anatomy and shit like mm-hmm. that. But this one's pretty,
like the reasoning behind it and, you know, the desire why they want to do it is pretty unique.
It is. It is. I
they
mean,
they want to predict the future. That is so weird.
And also a cool little perk of if you land the job is that they will also fund you donuts because you know Homer Simpson loves donuts, so every week they will send you donuts. So I actually applied, bro, like right now. Yeah, like a few minutes before we start recording.
What did you need to give?
It's just a Google form. You just give your name, your email, and then your reason why you want to do it. I doubt I'm going to get it, right? But I just,
Do you need to be like a U.S. citizen?
You can be from anywhere around the world, it says, as long as you speak English, fluent in English. Cool. So the name of the casino is Plantin Casino, Platin. So I'm not going to link the form in the podcast, but just type in Plantin Casino Simpsons. It should take you to a form. I mean, I don't know if they're legit, but I hope they are. And if I get the job, dude, that's good money. Pretty good money. That's it for Odd Diva. And that's the podcast for today, friends.
Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at The Halo Halo Show. And if you just want to be updated and, you know, talk to other Leche fans, we have the Facebook group, The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam.
Leche Fam, yeah. So thank you once again to JD De La Rosa who tagged us for that Odd Diva. If you guys have any suggestions on titis or just... questions that you want to ask us, go post in our Hala Hala Show Leche Fam on Facebook. We still have merch. If you want to hit us up for some t-shirts, go message the Hala Hala Show Instagram at Hala Hala Show. Anything else you want to say, Rika G?
That's it, you guys. Have a great week ahead.
All right.
And more hugs.
More hugs. Take care. And extra song? Hala Hala Show.
Bye.
Later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.